अज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
मा
विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति
शान्तिः।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दम् सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो स्टूडेंट हैज आस्क्ड सेवन क्वेश्चंस इन वर्स नंबर 49 एंड शंकराचार्य जी हैज नॉट स्टार्टेड आंसरिंग दोज क्वेश्चंस येट। Answer will start from 66, 67, 68, 69 onward. In the next class, I will give you where you will find the answer of each question. I mean the summary of the whole Vivek Churamani, where you will find the answer of each question. That I will tell you in the next class. When he asked the question, he said, Dhanyosi Kritkrityosi, you are blessed, you have asked such question. Kritkritya, whatever is to be done, you have done. Nothing else is to be done now. A realized person, for a realized person, we say Kritkrityosi, that whatever is to be done in this world is done, nothing more is to be gained, nothing more is to be known. You have got the ultimate now. But the student, the student Shankaracharya says, Kritkrityosi. So that we have seen, like our medical student, when they get admission in medicine, we start calling them doctor. So this student has also reached Guru. And he knows that he is Sadhan Chatushtaya Sampanna. And with the Upadesh, he will get the knowledge. Ek cheez bata de, there is no failure. There is no failure, 100% success rate is there.
Why it is 100% success? Because the Atman is already with you. That's all. You have to only know, nothing is to be done. Only you have to know. Then we have seen in the verse number 55, avidya kama karmadi pasabandham vimochitam ka satnyat vinah atmanam kalpa koti satairapi. Avidya kama karma, you know, this is an arthakari parampara. We are all bound by this. Avidya kama karma, avidya kama karma. Because of the not knowing our true nature, we think that we are incomplete, and to make ourselves complete, we are trying whole life. We are trying to make ourselves complete by finite things, and we are not successful. So avidya kama karma, we call it anarthakari parampara, it is continuing. And how is this? This is pasabandha. Pasabandha, pas means a rope, it has bound us. Vimochitam ka suknyat, who can come out of this? The answer is there itself. You have to put in self-effort. Not the guru has to do the self-effort. Who has to do the self-effort? Purusharth, who has to do? Student has to do. Ka suknyat, bina atmanam kalpa koti satayipi. Bina atman, if you don't do, then kalpa koti, you will not get the liberation. Then in verse number 56 it was said, na yogena na sankhena karmana no na vidyaya brahmaatmaika bodhena moksha siddhyati nanyatha. The most important part in this sloka is the pad number 3, the third quarter. Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodhena. Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodhena. There is no other way. Siddhati na anyatha. Moksha siddhati na. You will not get moksha anyatha by any other means. Only means is that you have to know Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodhena. Na yogena. You will not get by yoga. Yoga means Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga means Yam Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyan, Samadhi. Eight limbs. But liberation you will not get. You will be successful in meditation. No doubt about that. Your mind will be absorbed. But there will not be this Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodh is not there. That is required. Na Sankhena. Sankhena also is a philosophy. And their philosophy about the creation is very good. We accept it. Vedantin all accept it. Bhagavatam accept it. But they say there are many Atmas. They all are better than the other one. Sankhya is better than yoga. Then after that, he said, na karma na. You will not get this Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodh by karma. By any rituals or by social service, you will not get it. But don't misunderstand all these. They all have got their place in our sadhana. We have to do. But they are not the direct means for the liberation that we have to understand. So don't get stuck only in this. Kinasan pranam, that is good. I will tell you how it is good. Na vidya, here is the word vidya is also said. What is this vidya? So vidya here means upasana. By upasana you can go up to the devaloka. That we have studied in Isavasya Upanishad also, the word vidya there also came. The vidya here means upasana. By upasana you cannot, or by theoretical knowledge you will not get it. So Ashtanga Yoga gives the calmness of mind and health. Good. Sankhya Yoga explains the srishti accepted by the Vedantins, accepted by the Bhagavatam also. Good. Mimamsa deals with the karma kanda. It purifies your mind. It purifies your mind. What is karma kanda? rituals. In rituals, what we are supposed to do? We offer oblations for the happiness of the Lord. So the Lord is coming in. So your mind is getting purified. Nyaya helps us in logical inquiry. How to come to conclusion? The Nyaya will help you. Only Vedanta gives you subjective inquiry. Brahma, Atma, Aikya Bodh. No other philosophy gives you this. It is a subjective inquiry which Vedanta gives. So Vedanta is supreme. So know it for sure, only by listening Vedanta you will get moksha. You have to learn Vedanta. And what is the Vedanta? Only one thing. Brahma, Atma, Aikya, Bodh. Bas. This much is Vedanta. So what we have to do? We have to remove our misunderstanding. What is misunderstanding? We think unreal as real. Jagat is unreal. But we say this Jagat is real. We say I am Jiva. That is misunderstanding. We are not Jiva. We are Brahman. So we have to remove it. So now Siddhant is explained. What is the Siddhant? Without Brahma, Atma, Aikya, Bodhena, Moksha, Na Siddhyati. You will not get Moksha without this knowledge. Now Shankaracharya gives some examples. Verse number 57.
Vinaya Rupa Saundaryam.
Vinaya Rupa Saundaryam.
Tantrivadana Saushtavam.
Tantrivadana Saushtavam.
Prajaranjana Matram Tata.
Prajaranjana Matram Tata.
Nasamrajaya Kalpate.
Nasamrajaya Kalpate.
Vinaya Rupa Saundaryam. Tantrivadana Saushtavam. Prajaranjana Matram Tata. Nasamrajaya Kalpate.
Bina. You all know Bina, na? All of you have seen Bina, na? Mostly in the South India they play Bina. Bina. Rupa Saundarya. Bina is also played by Mother Saraswati. You will see Bina in her hand. And what is the difference between Bina and Sitar? They look alike. Both have got the strings. The wires are there in both of them. But in one there are two round things. So it is placed on the floor. Here one day I have seen Bina. Who brought it, you know? Induji brought it one day. Bina. And then sitar is only one round thing. Other part you have to hold it like this. And the students when they play sometimes you cut the finger also when you are practicing. Bina. Rupa Saundarya. Rupa Saundarya is beautiful. Because it's studded with many things, it's colorful, sometimes they put the gems also. In earlier times they used to put that elephant tusk, ivory. Bina Rup Sandarya, beautiful to look at, Bina Rup Sandarya. And Tantri Vadan Saustubam, and the instrumentalist, Saustubam, Pandit. Or Ustad. You know? Saustubam, he can play very well. Pandit Ravi Shankar, Sitar. Or this, he can be instrumentalist or vocalist. Pandit Jasraj, Pandit Bhimchen Joshi, Ustad Allah Rakha, Ustad Jakir Hussain, we call. Very good. Instrumentalist. But when they perform, it is what is that?
praja ranjan matra. It is an entertainment of the audience only. When they play these instruments, whatever instrument, Bismillah Khan Sainai, we call her Ustad. Then between we say, wah, 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 wah. And after that the performance is over, you can give a standing ovation also for a long time. No? It's praja ranjan matra, it's only entertainment. Nothing else. Na samrajaya kalpate, in the audience there may be prime minister, president sitting there, king sitting there, he will stand up and applaud, but he will not give his seat. Will he give him the kingship? Will he give his president's chair? Prime ministership? No. Na kalpate, he is not competent for that. Na samrajaya kalpate, he is not competent for that. Therefore, that playing of the instrument will not take you to the moksha. Don't make this shastra as kala. This is what we have to understand. Don't make this shastra as kala. Mere study, mere by hurting the all shastra will not give you moksha. Once a person came to Gurudev and said, I have by hearted all 700 slokas of Bhagavad Gita. I can chant from 1 to 700 and I also have expertise in chanting from 700 to 1. But kuch hua nahi. Kuch nahi hua. The same way, only by mere by hurting, you will not get it. What is the test? Kaise pata lagega ki I have got it not? Have you experienced it? If the experience has happened, then it's okay. If it has not happened, Suresh Acharya says, Swargadi Rajyam Panditam Na Manyate Rajyam. The Pandit who is the knower of the self, they don't think that the heaven is also a Rajya for them. Na Manyate Rajyam. They don't consider that heaven as a Rajya. That also is a loka, it's a perishable. Tadev tas rajyam, tat eva tat rajyam. Only that rajya of that tat, of that Brahman, they consider as atma rajya, not other rajya. Acha, now some way maybe not a good musician, maybe a good orator. Good orator. And people are attracted. So here Shankaracharya want to say, by mere talk or discourse, you cannot become Brahmajnani. Let us see.
58.
Vagvai kari shabda jari.
Shastra vyakhyana kaushalam.
Shastra vyakhyana kaushalam.
Vaidushyam vidusham tadvada.
Vaidushyam vidusham tadvada.
Buktaye na tu muktaye.
Buktaye na tu muktaye.
Vagvaikari shabda jari. Shastra vyakhyana kaushalam. Vaidushyam vidusham tadvada. Buktaye na tu muktaye.
Bhagavaikari, one is a very good orator. Audible sound. He can attract people also. What is that? Bhagavaikari. So that this Bhagavaikari, there are four types of speech. Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama and Vagvaikari. Vagvaikari is the grossest form. Before that it is
Madhyama, before that is Pasyanti, before Pasyanti it is Para. So Gurudev has beautifully explained it. So I will just read that part, is the first stanza. The Yoga Shastra gives us the various subtle stages of metamorphosis of a thought or a desire before it is expressed in the form of sounds and words. Altogether, it describes four distinct stages in a thought manifesting as an expression in word. First of all, the thought arises from or has contact with the reality of life in us, and at this stage it is called para. The most subtlest is the para. It is just has a contact with the truth, the reality. When it manifests sufficiently for the ego in us to be conscious of it, it is the state grosser than the previous one, and at this stage it is perceptible existence. It is called Pasyati.
Pasyanti.
So the first stage is para. It has got a contact with the truth. Second is the contact with the ego. Then it is Pasyanti. A thought of which we have become conscious passes through a state of inner molding in the crucible of the language, and this state of transcribing thoughts into series of symbolical sounds for the purpose of conveying it to the another is called Madhyama. The Madhyama is associated with your mind. And the last one, and through the express audible sounds, the thought in its grossest manifestation is called Vaikari, the Vaga Vaikari, audible sounds. The first thing is that the sound should be audible. The orator should not speak in such a slow volume that the Deepakji has to increase the volume from there. Or so slow, gana lagta hai, audience will go to sleep. No, not like that. Then the second is, it should not be loud also, like the politician. I don't want to shout that. Then after a pause, I know. In India, you know, when the election comes, new system has started. With the street, each street poll, they will put that speaker. And the whole road, maybe 1 kilometer or 2 kilometer, with each street poll, they will put. And the Netaji is giving bhasan. Whether you want to listen or not, you have to listen. And the volume is so loud, you can't escape. Headache ho jata hai. Forcibly. Guruji is by nature very soft spoken. Very soft spoken. So when Gurudev and Guruji were in Uttarkashi, Guruji was student at that time. So Gurudev used to say one sentence, will not complete it, ask Guruji to complete. Mind is a part of which body? I don't know. Mind is a part of. And Guruji has to complete the sentence. And Guruji will speak softly. So Gurudev used to say, go to the Ganges, stand there on this bank, shout, so that the person standing on the other bank should hear it. Practice karo. And in between the Ganges is flowing, and there is a sound of Ganges also. So see, he has to speak loud. Karo aise. Many times it has happened in Gurudev's lecture, that was a time when there used to be power cut. We used to call load shedding. All of a sudden, mic bun. Gurudev will remove the mic, continue his discourse, speech, Vag Baikari! Audible to everybody. Sabda jari, words are flowing like river. And some people speak so fast that you cannot understand. And others, they speak so slow. Beech mein itna gap, like politician. Sastra Vyakhyan Kausalam. Vyakhyan, it comes from the khya dhatu means to talk. Akhya, Vyakhya, khya. So this person has got Sastra Vyakhyan Kausalam, dexterity in talk. Very good orator. So in Vyakhyan, there are five things one should take care of. One is Padacheda. In the Sanskrit, all the padas are made together, then you have to break it. Padacheda. Like Vaga Vaikari. So Vaga Vaikari. There are two words, but we have combined. And in Sanskrit, in one word you will find many. So one word is quite long. You have to break it. Vag Vaikari. Padartha. You have to know the pad. Pad means the meaning of each word you have to know. Padartha. Vigraha. Dramatical exposition of the words. You have to choose correct words. Then Vakya Yojan. You have to make a sentence. Vakya Yojan. Achepyasa Samadhan. There should not be doubt in that. Whatever you speak, the clarity should be full there. There should not be any doubt. Thoda bola, and there are 10 questions in that. Aisa nahi hona chahiye. It should be clear. Vaidushyam vidusham tadvad bhuktaye nata muktaye. Vaidushyam vidusham, erudition by the learned people, tadvad, like that, bhuktaye. For that they may get something, some prize, some name, some fame. They can get something, some award, some gifts, but na muktaye. Na mukti, they become. They can impress the crowd, audience. Audience ko impress kar diya, kuch disciple mil gaya. Hota hai aisa, disciple mil gaya. Or name, fame, praise, all these things ho gaya. Like you see, you have to be, it's not that you have to be very slow or very fast. It should be so impressive, like Vivekananda when came here, brothers and sisters of America, but only this much he said and people clicked, appreciated it. Should be like that. But there are some silent seekers also. They don't come out in the public. They are realized people. Thakur Ramakrishna never came into the public for discourse. Tapuvan Maharaj never came down. Raman Maharshi never came out for discourse. No doubt it is politicians, when they see the crowd, then they say, oh, there are so many followers here. Somebody is crowd puller, we say, they are crowd puller. But in Adhyatma, that does not apply. In Adhyatma Gyan, that crowd pulling does not apply. How do you say that? Lord Krishna was giving Bhagavad Gita in Kurukshetra. How many students were there? So in Adhyatma Gyan, this crowd pulling system does not work. We have to have qualified student. If a scholar is stuck into the crowd pulling, then he is doing for fame only, not for the knowledge. So Gurudev said, teaching is a loud reflection of Shastra. What is teaching? It's a loud reflection. What I am thinking, I am speaking. I should be thankful to the audience for giving me a chance to reflect. Be meditative in heart. Know there can be darkness under the lamp also. We have to be very, very careful. One can be very good orator, but they say, na, प्रदीप के तले में अंधकार होता है, ऐसा भी होता है. सो देयरफॉर इट इज सेड बी एब्जॉर्ब इन तद चिंतनम तद कथनम अन्योन्य प्रबोधनम. सो ऑलवेज बी एब्जॉर्ब इन तत् चिंतनम. तत् चिंतनम व्हेन यू आर अलोन थिंक ऑफ लॉर्ड ओनली. वेन एवर वी आर पी वी नेवर थिंक ऑफ द लॉर्ड. वर्ल्डली चिंतन ओनली कम्स. तत् चिंतनम तत् कथनम. इवन इफ यू हैव टू स्पीक स्पीक अबाउट दैट. एंड देर आर वन मेनी भक्त आर देर अन्योन्य प्रबोधनम. डिस्कस अबाउट लॉर्ड. What we do when we meet friends, do we discuss about Lord? No. So Shastra are means for realization, not goal. Keep goal in mind. How long we have to study the Shastra? Next verse. How long we have to study Shastra?
अविज्ञाते परे तत्वे
अविज्ञाते परे तत्वे
शास्त्राधीतिस्तु निष्फला
शास्त्राधीतिस्तु निष्फला
विज्ञातेऽपि परे तत्वे
विज्ञाते परे तत्वे
शास्त्राधीतिस्तु निष्फला
शास्त्राधीतिस्तु निष्फला
अविज्ञाते
परे तत्वे शास्त्राधीतिस्तु निष्फला विज्ञाते परे तत्वे शास्त्राधीतिस्तु निष्फला.
Beautiful lines. What is the difference between the first line and second line? Can you find out? So all words are one and same. Abhigyate, and in the second line it is vigyate. One more word is there. Additional word in the second line. Api. So in the first line and the second line, difference is only in the first line it is abhigyate, in the second line it is vigyate. And in the second line, additional word is there, api. That's all. So it is said, abhigyate pare tatve sastraditi tu nishpala. You are studying the sastra, but you are not getting param tatva. Nishpala, useless, purposeless. Koi fayda nahi hai. All life I am chanting Taittiriya Upanishad early morning, Upanishad. My tattva is not known. What is that tattva? Sat Chit Anand. Sat means Kalatray Abadit. Not limited in time. Chit means it is always there, self-effulgent. Anand, Nirtasay Anand. If you don't get this, then study is useless, purposeless. Abhigyate pare tattve, that param tattva, Satchidanand, if you don't get by study, then your study is sastra aditi. Aditi means studying of sastra. Nishphala, useless. Koi fayda nahi hai. What is required? Anubhuti is required. You have to experience that I am that. Only studying and keeping it in memory is only intellectual gymnastics, that's all. Nothing else. In Vajgobindam also we get none. Bhagavad Gita kinchit adhita. Little bit, have you studied little bit? Ek padlo. This is statement number one. Abhigyate pare tatve sastra aditi tu nishpala. You are studying scripture, but you are not experiencing it. You have not known that tattva. then your effort is useless. Neva. Second statement, vigyate api pare tatve sastra dhiti tu nishphala. Vigyate, you have experienced it. Sastra nishphala, you don't have to study now. What does that mean? Sastra is only means. Sastra is not goal. Don't make sastra as a goal, ki roj padhte hain, roj padhte hain, roj padhte hain, nothing is happening. How it is nishphala? It's very simple. When you travel in the train or by other means or by road, when I first came here in Chicago in 1985, so I used to see the people carrying some kiosk, they will take that road map and with the road map they will follow. When you have reached the destination, nishphala, is it not? That is useless. Now you can give it to somebody else. Lelo bhai, now I know this road. GPS also, when you reach your destination, you have reached your destination and they are closed. Khatam. You don't have to, if you are traveling in the train or by plane, you don't have to carry down ticket. Once you have deboarded from the train or the plane, you don't have to carry the boarding pass and the ticket. Phenk do sab, kuch nahi chahiye. You have reached your destination. So, vigyate api pare tatve sastra diti tu nishphalab. After knowing also, they said, so what is the difference between the first statement and the second statement? In statement number one, abhigyate pare tatve sastra diti tu nishphala, it says the self effort was put in, but no realization happened. You were studying, but nothing happened. In statement number two, self is known. Then what is the use of sastra now? Sastra is only guide. So we have to know very clearly that the sastra are means and not goal. Sastra are only means to reach the goal. When you reach the goal, you don't need sastra. So sastra are required for the seekers. Ignorant, they don't want. Realize, they don't want. Unko bhi nahi chahiye. पहुंच गए हम. There are many realized souls, they never studied sastra also because they have done it earlier. Raman Maharshi, Bamdev, they got realization without studying also. Okay. समझ में आ गया that my aim is to study sastra for realization. Understood. How to study? बताओ कैसे पढ़े? Next verse.
शब्द जालम महारण्यम चित्त भ्रमण कारणम चित्त भ्रमण कारणम् अतः प्रयत्नात् ज्ञातव्यम् तत्त्वज्ञैस्तत्त्वमात्मनः शब्दजालं महारण्यं चित्त भ्रमण कारणम् अतप्रयत्नाद्ज्ञातव्यं तत्त्वज्ञैस्तत्त्वमात्मनः
शब्दजालं महारण्यं. Now the seeker is inspired. Parnai. That happened with me also. Parnai. So I went to the Chinna Mission, bought all the Upanishad Gurudev's commentary. And I sincerely studied. underlined at many places. Those books are still with me. Then I said, oh, who is the fool who has written this? Kabhi bolta chalta hai, kabhi bolta baitha hai. Kabhi bolta hai, is anu ranu, atma is smaller than smallest and bigger than the biggest. And we get some contradictory statements again, many places. The other day I was telling in Gita, the whole world is in me, but I am not in them. And in the second sloka he said, it is not there in me. First he is saying the whole world is in me. And immediately Lord Krishna is saying, the world is not in me. We are discussing Pravishta, Pravishta Chatusloki Bhagavat. I have entered. That was in Gita, it was in two slokas. Here in one line Lord is saying Pravishta, Apapravishta. I have entered, I have not entered. Law. What is this? Sabda Jalam. I collected, I want to study, so I collected. Many people, I want to study Gita. So they collect all commentaries, different types of, kaun sa Gita hai bazaar mein, chalo, le lo, all commentaries they bring, then they will study one sloka here. Sabda Jalam Maharanyam. Confused, totally confused. After studying, pehle to pata tha, ek atma hi nahi malum hai. And after studying, you come to know that you don't know many, many words you don't know. Sabda Jalam Maharanyam. What is to be known is the tatparya, the inner meaning, you know. And the inner meaning, who will tell you? Without Guru, you will never come to know the inner meaning. Tatparya, you will never come to know. You can study yourself, but the inner meaning you will never get. Like we say, na, tattvamasi. Padho apne aap, tattvamasi, you are that. Whole life you try to find out the meaning of that, you will not get it. Unless somebody tells you, this is the meaning, then you will accept it. Yes, right. Tattvamasi. Tatpar you have to know. Don't get trapped in the words. Once you get trapped in the word, you lose sight of your goal. So what we have to do? You go to the Tattva Gai. Tattva Gai will help you. Sabda Jalam Maharanyam. Chitta Brahmana Karanam. It is cause of confusion. You are studying, you are drinking the liquor of this Shastra. Amrit you are drinking. Kuch hua? Confusion. You are lost in the jungle of words. So we have to know the Shastra and its meaning, its tatparya, and how we have to study? Like a Hans. Hans can take out milk. Aap 1 liter doodh ke andar 100 liter pani dal do. Hans will take only 1 liter of milk. 100 liter of water will remain there. So we also have to have that capacity. Take the essence out of it. That is why we call it a Paramhans. Paramhans. The realizer called Paramhans. Paramhans. Thakur Sri Ramakrishna Vishay. Paramhans. Atha prayatnyat gyatabhyam tatva gai tatva atmana. Atha prayatnat, you have to put in effort. Dekho, it should not be like that there is a rat trap. And in the trap there is some food is there. And the rat is entering shiveringly, goes there and get trapped. You also want liberation. You are trying to enter that. But you have forgotten the goal. What is the goal? The goal is that I should realize it. शास्त्र के अंदर पढ़ते 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 खत्म कर दोगे तो डेथ इज अप्रोचिंग, लाइक द रैट्स डेथ इज एज अप्रोच द मोमेंट इज इंट्रैप्ड. इफ आई स्टार्ट स्टडीइंग, माय गुरु सेड दैट इफ यू वांट टू स्टडी संस्कृत एंड यू वांट टू नो द पाणिनी ग्रामर यू रिक्वायर 10 लाइफ्स फॉर स्टडीइंग द ग्रामर. After studying the grammar, then you will study Veda. And in the Veda, 90%, 95% is the ritual part, karma kanda. Phase raho usme, padhte raho, A to Z, I want to study myself. Padho. Shastra is only the Upanishad part and it is scattered all over. Who will tell you? If you want to find out yourself, karo. Our Gurudev used to say Gautam Buddha wasted his 20 years of life. He should have studied Gita first, then he should have meditated. Hum sab apne aap karenge. Karo! Tattva gai, you have to go to Guru. Ask him how much is required. He will tell you, ye padh lo ho gaya. Tattva gai. So, Shastra are means only. Let them serve that purpose. And strive for the Brahmagan. And purpose of the Shastra Vichar, what is the purpose of this Shastra Vichar? It is simply said, Atmano Mokchaya Jagat Hitaya Cha. Two things are there. Atmano Mokchaya Jagat Hitaya. Don't be selfish here. Atmano Hitaya Mera Ho Jaya Bhai, Bas Aur Kuch Nahi. Jagat Hitaya. After that you have to serve the Jagat. You have to share this knowledge. This is the purpose of Shastra. So if someone forgets the purpose and revels in the intellectual indulgence, you know grammar. You come to the root. And root has got different meanings. Now I have started expounding different meanings of the same word. That is not going to help you. Don't make it a livelihood. Satisfies his jeev bhav that I know Vedanta. Many people are there, I know Vedanta. Jeev bhav, satisfaction. Interprets word differently, considers himself an expert. We always follow Shankaracharya. Always. But I can interpret different way. Atman Shankaracharya has described in different ways in different slokas of Bhagavad Gita. Tattva gai. If you are doing all these things, reveling in intellectual indulgence and all that, you are cheating yourself. That's all. You will not reach your destination. Vedanta Vichar should take you to Jiva Brahma Ikya. It must take you to that. If it is not happening, Chareveti, Chareveti, it is said in the Vedanta, continue your journey. Don't stop. It will happen one day. Don't stop. Continue to put in effort. Check these dials. Purusarth. Is the self-effort complete? Am I putting in my self-effort which is required? Shankaracharya is giving nearly 20 verses on self-effort only. Purusarth is so important. Sadhan Chatushta is my Vivek Vairagya, Sat Sampatti and Muchuttam is complete. Guru Prasadan, have I reached the right Guru? The student should be qualified, the teacher should be qualified, and the student must approach right teacher also, Guru Prasadan. Then after that, you have reached Guru, you are coming to the class also. Shravan, are you doing Shravan or are you physically present only here? Shravan, that the mind should be here, Then after that, when you go home, there may be some doubt. Reflect on this. Whatever we have studied, it should be reflected. If there is a doubt, you come back and ask teacher, this is my doubt, tell me. Reflection is required. Sravan mana nidhityasan. Then after that, you meditate on that. Earlier I said, there is no question of failure here, no question, 100% guaranteed. I have many times said, Guru Nanak has said, jin khoja tin paiya gehre pani pat. Jin khoja. No qualification is needed. No worldly qualification needed. Jin khoja tin paiya gehre pani pat. Whosoever wants to find out, he should be sincere and he will get it. So Sravan Manan Nididhyasana is required. If the Shastra is not giving the fall, not giving the fruit, Brahmatma Ikyatvam is not happening, the shortcoming is not in Shastra. Shortcoming is in. Check two things. Have you fallen in Eshnatrai? What is Eshnatrai? Putresna, Vitesna and Lokesna, Eshnatrai. Check whether you have fallen in that Lokeshnatrai or you are stuck in the Sattvic joy. You have started meditating and it is giving you some sukh and you are stuck there. You don't want to proceed further. So Lord said to Arjun, Nitya Sattvastha Bhava. Nitya Sattvastha Bhava. We were talking in Bhagavad Gita class also yesterday. After checking your puja, yajna, dan, tapa, it all has to be sattvic. Are you sattvic or not? First you check this thing. Nitya sattvastha bhava. Always you remain in the sattva. Once you remain in the sattva, then you are entitled for further evolution. Next step is there. Because Sattva-gun is also in Trigun, it is Maya. Sattva-gun also binds you. So we have to go beyond that also. But the root, the route is like Tamogun to Rajogun, Rajogun to Sattva-gun. After that, Lord will take over to take you beyond Sattva-guna. So we have to put in effort of coming up to Sattva-guna. Nitya Sattvastha Bhava Arjuna. For bringing that Sattva Guna, we have to put in that word. And then after that, Nistray Gunya Bhava Arjuna, that also Lord said. You have to go beyond Triguna. Triguna jar, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So don't stay up to Sattva. After that, Lord will take over. Like we prepare for our sleep, prepare bed, light, van, everything we arrange properly. Then after that, sleep is not in our hand. We are sucked into the sleep. Similarly, we have to arrange up to the Sattva Guna. After that, Lord will take over. He will suck you into Nirvikalpa Samadhi. And you have reached there. So never forget your goal. Don't sidetrack the goal. Always remember the goal is this, I have to reach there. The goal should be always in sight and we should put in our effort. Shankaracharya will give some more examples. Of prayatna, how we are doing the prayatna, what type of prayatna we are doing. By saying only Brahma, Brahma, you don't become Brahman. You don't tell. That we'll see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.